Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has repeated his recent attacks on the news media. It happened during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, where he said the news media never tried to understand his presidential campaign.
But they all underestimated the power of the people, you. And the people proved them totally wrong. Never underestimate the people.
Several Trump supporters VOA spoke with after the speech said they agreed with the president in his belief that reporters make up fake sources in order to hurt him. The White House came under sharp criticism after blocking a number of news organizations from a daily question and answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Several news groups that have been critical of President Trump, including CNN and the New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. Other mainstream outlets were allowed to participate, including ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. Some news organizations, including the Associated Press, refused to participate in solidarity with those excluded. A second suicide car bomber has targeted the location where an earlier explosion happened near the Syrian town of Al-Bab. This follows Turkish forces and their rebel allies taking much of the strategic town from the Islamic State fighters. Death toll now has reached 65, including many civilians, rebel fighters, and at least two Turkish soldiers. IS fighters were reportedly heading south to other Islamic State-held Syrian territories. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials are saying U.S.-backed forces pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul after launching several attacks to recapture Islamic State's last main stronghold in the city. Advances came one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the airport in Mosul that had been controlled by the Islamic State since 2014. Iraqi forces launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday after saying in late January that it had liberated eastern parts of the city. United Nations Human Rights Office says it was deeply disturbed by the lenient 18-month prison sentence handed down by a Tel Aviv military court against an Israeli soldier who killed a badly wounded Palestinian assailant as he lay on the ground after he had stabbed another soldier. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokesperson for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
It also stands in contrast to the sentences handed down by other Israeli courts for other less serious offenses, notably the sentencing of Palestinian children to more than 3 years imprisonment for throwing stones at cars. This case risks undermining confidence in the justice system and reinforcing the culture of impunity.
Sergeant Elar Elsiar was sentenced for manslaughter in the March shooting of Abdel Fattah al-Sharif, who was wounded after he stabbed a soldier in the volatile West Bank city of Hebron. The sentencing culminated a year-long saga which has bitterly divided Israel, where military service is compulsory and support for young soldiers is widespread. In Pretoria, South Africa, police fired stun guns, rubber bullets, and water cannon at protesters. It was the latest wave of anti-immigrant protest, and President Jacob Zuma condemned the anti-foreigner violence as he appealed for calm. VOA's Anita Powell covering the developments.
Residents of a Pretoria area called Mamelodi said that they were going to march against foreigners. They didn't initially get permission from the police to do so, but then it appears at the last minute they did. Now, the estimates for how many people showed up, it varies. Authorities initially said in the dozens. Then police said later that they arrested about 150 people. So it appears that a few hundred people showed up on this short march through the center of Pretoria, the capital.
Amnesty International released a statement in which they said South African authorities have largely failed to address the outbreak of xenophobic crimes that have been seen in the country since at least 2008 and bring those responsible to justice. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.